I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Afghanistan should be celebrating independence this week, but instead they're dealing with the uncertainty of terrorism. Find out what this means for the Christians there. And then, is social media good or bad? Well, the answer to that question in a moment. And it might not be what you'd expect. But we'll start today in the Middle East, where violence and bloodshed fill the streets as decision makers try to make progress in Afghanistan. A series of bombings targeted people gathering in shops and markets to celebrate Afghanistan's Independence Day. It comes on the heels of a wedding attack claimed by the Islamic State, which killed 63 and wounded nearly 200. At the same time, talks between the U.S. and Taliban leaders center on U.S. troop withdrawal. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton says, there's been an attack nearly every day in Afghanistan for the past month.
These bombings are not happening in a vacuum. They're happening in the midst of some of these other things that will affect Afghanistan's future for the next 100 years.
As pressure rises throughout the country, believers feel it too.
They are absolutely affected by this kind of violence. Often they're targeted first by their own family members. And then if that doesn't work to convince them to return to Islam, then they can be targeted by the Taliban or by ISIS.
Would you join us in asking God to protect his followers in Afghanistan?
We need to pray for wisdom and for God's will in all of those conversations. Pray for government officials who will set the power structure for what's going to come.
Our next story is something we've talked about a lot. In the Middle East, Christianity is often associated with the West, and this association can increase persecution for Christians. Why? Because in some countries, a perceived Western faith disqualifies Christians as proper citizens. However, Denise Godwin, president of International Media Ministry, says the idea of Christianity as a Western religion is rather new. Historically, Christianity was exported to the West from the Middle East.
The seven churches of Revelation were in Turkey, and of course the church began in Antioch in Israel, and you just see all kinds of things in the Middle East if you look at history, but it's not currently able to operate as openly there.
IMM creates videos to share in hard-to-reach regions. These videos encourage and educate local Christians while talking about Christ. One of the stories IMM has in progress portrays Christian martyrdom in the 3rd century. It's the story of Cyprian. His letters took issue with persecution and the notion that Christians were bad citizens. Today, Christians have a similar opportunity to speak out with the truth of Christ and Christianity, just like Cyprian. There's so much more to this story, and you can get involved.
Check out our website, imm.edu, and see how to pray for us and come alongside us and help us tell the good news, even in places where there's persecution, that Christ is worth the effort.
And most people know about the negative influences of social media, but Pierre Hosny of Horizons International says social media can change lives for the better.
People in the Middle East are spending so much time on social media, and you know, what we're seeing is that this is a huge opportunity for the gospel, because what we're able to do now is put the gospel in front of them while they're spending all these hours on social media looking at videos and pictures and having conversations. And we're finding that a lot of people are really open to the gospel.
Horizons International has a platform called Pure Heart of the Middle East that posts video testimonies of converts from Islam.
People are responding to the content by going to private message, and they're talking to pastors and volunteers that we have on the back end ready to respond to these people. And currently, just in the past few months, we've had 35 people come to Christ and are being discipled through this Facebook platform in the Middle East and North Africa, all from a Muslim background.
Want to make even more of an impact? Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf are one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. And they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. Look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.